Just over a month ago, Turkey held local elections. The country's opposition scored quite a big victory. It was a close race, but they won Istanbul's mayoral race. Turkey's ruling party cried foul, and the vote is scheduled for a rerun in June. DW's Turkey correspondent Dorian Jones is on the line from Istanbul. Hello, Dorian.
Hello.
So what exactly happened?
Well, it depends who you speak to. According to the ruling AKP, led by the president of the country, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, he claimed that there was a conspiracy of what he called a conspiracy of evil. Evil circles operating in the country conspired to have their candidate, Binali Yildirim, defeated at the polls. Now, what the actual basis of their claim for getting the vote annulled is that several thousand ballot officials who were certified by the ruling electoral board were considered to be ineligible because they weren't civil servants. On top of that, they said a number of vote tallies weren't correctly signed. Now, these are seen as minor infringements and, in fact, have regularly occurred in other elections and have never resulted in the vote being overturned and reheld, as is the case now. And so this has led to the opposition crying foul. They say that this is nothing more than a vote heist. In fact, they call it a coup against democracy, saying that the ruling party just doesn't accept when they lose in an election.
Now, Istanbul is quite important to Recep Tayyip Erdogan for a number of reasons. I mean, he grew up in Istanbul. He began his rise to political prominence as mayor of Istanbul in the early 90s. So it's quite an important loss for Erdogan and his AKP.
Well, I think it's a devastating loss for Erdogan. And in fact, before the election was being held, no one thought it was even remotely possible that he could lose Istanbul. Istanbul was his fortress. It is the country's most important city, with over a quarter of the population, a third of the economy is there. And also, it's really the center of the political leadership of the country. And in fact, during the campaign, Erdogan finally declared, "He who has Istanbul has Turkey." So that underlines the importance of the city. In fact, it was the spring for Erdogan's rise to power. When he came to power as mayor in 94, he went on to dominate the country, and Istanbul was the base for that powerful rise to power.
And of course, whoever loses Istanbul loses Turkey. And how easy will it be for Erdogan to win back Istanbul?
Well, it's going to be really hard, because what he's facing is a galvanized opposition who are outraged at what they say is a vote heist. What you're seeing is that a number of minor parties that stood in the previous election have said they're withdrawing from the next vote, saying they will back the opposition because they say that this is a vote about the future of democracy in Turkey. On top of that, Erdogan does have divisions within his own party. It's been far from clear whether the party is united over this attempt to have a re-vote. And the biggest problem Erdogan is facing is the economy, soaring unemployment, food inflation running at over 30%, and a tanking currency. These are major obstacles, and the big question on everyone's mind is, what will Erdogan do to change the narrative?
Is he going to keep going with the economic campaign for political gain? What's going to happen?
Well, that will be the charge. And in fact, there is a big concern among Turkey's business community that a very contentious election could plunge the country into economic chaos. The initial announcement of a re-vote saw the currency fall. The fear is that that currency could continue to fall, which could trigger a further deepening of recession, rising inflation, and the fear of absolute chaos in the country. That is the big fear. And that's why many people see this as such a huge gamble by Erdogan. But others say that this simply underlines how important Istanbul is for him. In many ways, it could be even his political future that hangs in the balance.
Well, I guess he's got between now and, what is it, towards the end of June, June 23rd, around then is the second vote. He's got until then to put all his energy into winning back Istanbul.
Well, that's right. And he has seemed to have given an ominous warning in a speech where he said that they will correct the faults of the previous election. And that has led to concerns that he could possibly change the rules of the game in this next vote. And this is adding to fears about how democratic Turkey is. In many ways, Turkey does have a long tradition of democracy, but that has been increasingly under question. And now we've seen for the first time a vote being rejected and overturned of such an important vote as Istanbul. This is the first time that such a significant vote has seen the defeated power refusing to accept the result, and that does cast a doubt for the very future of democracy in Turkey.
Dorian Jones on the line from Istanbul, our Turkey correspondent. Thank you for being on Inside Europe. We'll talk to you again as the election draws near.
You're welcome.